So we've all been there where you've gone to a concert and you're like, dude, $10 for a beer? This is not fun, oh, right? Yeah. So people try to figure out all these hacks so you can bring booze with you when you go to different events. So they've got things like the wine bras where it's got like the bra cups hollowed out for wine, or they've got the flask bracelets that are really hollowed out.
Put mini bottles in your business socks. I do that sometimes.
You could do that too. Yeah. So there's a guy up in New York that found out the perfect hack for the festival. So he was going to Electric Zoo Festival and he decided in order to sneak in the booze, he was going to start working ahead of time. What he did is he went to where the festival was going to take place out on Randall's Island. And he hid bottles of vodka there, like dug them into the ground, okay? Like bottles of vodka, and then marked the spots on his GPS using Google Maps so he would know exactly where they would be. So then when the actual festival happened, he goes through, he's got no booze on him, he uses his GPS and digs back up the bottles so he could find where he'd hidden them. And everybody's like, dude, this guy is a legend. All you have to do, sneak the booze in ahead of time.
A lot of work. I'm not going to lie.
A lot of work. But it's a different kind of hack. It works. You got bottles of vodka in there.
That's a commitment to inebriation that even I don't have. You know, I think it's great. And he got drunk. Good for him. Call me old-fashioned, though, but usually I just sneak the booze in via my bloodstream.
Mm-hmm. It smells like you actually brought some in this morning, too.
Mornings with Melissa and Jack.
103.7 Play.